Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
What's that for?
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so let's just go right through it. First off, Coral Springs talk. A man has been arrested because he choked his lady friend, his girlfriend, after she caught him in bed with someone else. So he faces charges of domestic battery by strangulation. He choked his girlfriend. She came in. Matthew Clay Allison of Coral Springs was arrested for battering and strangling his girlfriend. Police said they responded to a domestic violence incident at their home. They said upon arrival, the victim told officers she arrived at the residence to confront Allison about suspected infidelity and discovered him with another woman. According to the statement provided by the victim, the assault unfolded after an argument between herself and Allison. It escalated to a physical confrontation. He grabbed her by the throat, threw her on the bed, and began choking her. She struggled to breathe. She fought numerous times to prevent losing consciousness. She freed himself, escaped the apartment, and called the police. And so officers, they got both sides of the story, and he denied to officers that he choked her and said that she attacked him, but she literally had scratches and bruises all over her neck, her face, her arms, everything else, totally consistent with everything that she said he did. And so they determined he should be taken into custody. He posted $1,000 bond. Wow. Like, that's sounds like she should have choked him. Right. Just saying, just, you know, this came from our YouTube discussion. Our friend Chuck, who says, this is from Fox 10 News. Alleged victims confirmed they ate meth at a Japanese restaurant. So they said they were drugged at a restaurant in Pace, Florida. So two of these Floridians are speaking out. They said it was Nico's Japanese Steakhouse. It's under investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office and two state agencies. The business was shut down because apparently seven people tested positive for a narcotic. And now it was for meth. They all tested positive for meth. And two of the victims went to the ER. They said one of them, Jordan Gray, said, quote, "It's been honestly horrifying. It took several days for me to get a full night's sleep. And even then I had nightmares." They said that they ate food. The deputies say the food they ate and their leftovers all tested positive for meth. They all described symptoms of heart racing, paranoia after eating the food. They all tested positive for methamphetamines. One of them was a nurse. And she said she was horrified. She says, quote, "As a nurse, as a professional in the community, and as a mother, I was just absolutely terrified." So they've all lost, like, appetite, all kinds of stuff. That's craziness. And their heart rate spiked, all of that. So they don't know how the drug got in. They're investigating, but no one's yet been arrested. So the investigation is ongoing. That's wild. I mean, now I'm like, do I need to take portable meth testing, like, with me wherever I go? Like, if I go, you just don't, it's terrifying. All right, last but definitely not least, Fox 35 Orlando. A woman wearing only a towel is accused of flashing children. Her excuse, quote, "I was too lazy to put clothes on." She's not the type that you would want to do that either. In Florida, this Florida woman was seen walking around naked, N-E-K-K-I-D, with only a towel wrapped around her, exposing herself to kids, according to Mascot Police. Giselle Robinson, age 36, was arrested and booked into Lake County Jail on two counts of lewd exhibition. According to the arrest affidavit, officers were called to a Dollar General. She walked to the Dollar General lot. Kids reported seeing this crazy woman naked in the parking lot. Well, and they said the kids were under the age of 16. When the kids asked her why, she walked up to the kids and asked if they had a lighter. And when the kids go, "Why don't you have clothes on?" she says, "I'm too lazy to put clothes on." Oh, and she's on the CCTV footage. Oh, she was also carrying a beer. Oh, she was taken to jail where she's being held on $10,000 bond. Oh, boy. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This Striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun gun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. So NBC, actually San Francisco Chronicle, NBC had a thing on it too. There's an editorial about how if you don't like bicyclists, you might be like racist also. And I'm like, wait, what? I tweeted about this yesterday. I saw this piece, San Francisco Chronicle. I have to share the story with you. It's so ridiculous. And welcome back, Dana Lash here. They write, quote, "Ultimately, hate of bicyclists comes from the same place as racism, sexism, homophobia, and transphobia, a desire to cling to the status quo power arrangements that favor some over others." Somebody thought that was smart to write. They say, oh, it's hate is dangerous, including against bicyclists. And the thought occurred to me, apparently not to them, though, that it can never be because they are annoying as hell when they try to act like cars without following the rules of the road as per law. This has nothing to do with any of this. I will never forget, like, when it was, like, the first summer that we had moved to Texas. And there are a lot of roundabouts in Texas. Texas has a lot of rainy day money, and they are obsessed with road improvements. I've never seen anyone so obsessed with road improvements. They love roundabouts. And if you bring it up on any, like, town Facebook page, what you're going to hear is somebody going, yeah, well, there's these studies done on roundabouts, and as it turns out, they're actually, like, really, they reduce accidents and all this stuff. Okay, whatever. But I got to tell you, I mean, it was our first summer living here in Texas, and I was on my way to the ball field with one of my kids. He played baseball throughout the summer. I was on my way to the ball field and was going to one of the big parks, the ball fields where everybody met at. And you have to go through a roundabout to get there, right? And I saw a bicyclist coming the opposite way. And there were a long line of cars behind her. And she literally thought, I guess, that she did not have to obey the rules of the road. She created sheer chaos in that roundabout. People were honking, slamming on their brakes. There were almost two accidents. She almost gets hit because she just goes right in the middle of it. If you're in the road acting like a car, you have to follow the rules of the road and you have to, like, give way, all that other stuff. She didn't do that. She literally pedaled right out in front of a truck. The truck slammed on their brakes. The person that was going behind him had to slam on their brakes. I mean, it was craziness. And then after she goes through the roundabout, she's passing me. She gets up on the sidewalk because there are bike trails and sidewalks everywhere. But she didn't want to take any of those. I'm like, I don't think you can do that, right? There's not. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen that happen. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen bicyclists before. I was behind a car turning into the Kroger, actually, here in the town I live in. I was behind a car. There was a bicyclist that was coming up. They were turning, and they literally had, like, the red, like, if you're a pedestrian going to cross that road, there's times when you can cross and times when you can't, right? So they were not allowed to cross at that point. The vehicle behind me had total right of way. And they were turning, but the bicyclist didn't think that they had to stop. And he stopped and punched the vehicle, stopped on the sidewalk and hit the vehicle. There was clearly a red Like, you can't walk right now. I guess because he thought he was on a bicycle. And then the car in front of me drove up a little bit and pulled over, because when someone, he didn't know this guy punched his car. It sounded like somebody, I mean, I'm sure it sounded like somebody like hit them. And I'm like behind here. I didn't even go. I'm like, what is happening? It's like a whole new breed down here. What is happening? Now, I've seen some bicyclists that totally follow the rules of the road. They know what to, but I've seen a lot that don't. And those are the people that make everybody hate bicyclists. And I'm not going to apologize for, because they almost get people killed. Oh my gosh. So that has nothing to do with race or homophobia or sexism, San Francisco Chronicle. It's because you have to follow the rules of the road if you're driving. If you're in a car, a bike, whatever. They have a victimhood fetish. Everything is because it's because I'm a victim. It couldn't possibly be just because, you know, we're aggravated at the people who don't know how properly ride bicycles, you know, out in public. But you know what? If they have to make it about identity politics so that they don't have to take any accountability. By the way, have you noticed? I have a theory. You want to hear my theory? Yeah. I think that all of the bad bicyclists are leftists. Yes. I have a theory. Because we had a friend who was super left and rode bicycles. And I just thought, you have all these stories about almost getting hit. I'm wondering if you're riding properly. Like, if you're following the rules of the road, right? Like, every week there was a story, dramatic story. Just makes me wonder. And that's not the only person. Just saying. We're just going to go out there. We invented the car, so I don't like bicycles. I mean, it's great if you're like, I'm going to get on my beachcomber or whatever that big bike is, right? Isn't that what they call it? And I'm just going to, you know, we invented the car. If I'm going to exercise, I'm going to run. I don't care. You know, I'm just not into that stuff. I know. I don't know. And then why does it, one more thing. Why do all of the little bike uniforms look like they're like sponsored by someone, even if they're not? I say that because I have a friend who does know how to properly ride a bicycle. Very good friend. And they have to put on their full bike gear. And it's the funniest damn thing. I love them to death. But oh my gosh, you guys, it's hysterical. I'm just saying, I'm sure they think, what? You play Call of Duty? Actually, I don't play it anymore. You play Warhammer? What? I'm sure they make fun of me. That's fine. We all have stuff to make fun of. It's okay. It's one big happy make fun of each other family.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Oh, here they come again. NBC says an FDA panel recommends updating the Rona boosters for the fall. No, thank you. The FDA must now decide which strain to include in the next round of boosters. That's not going to work. It's not an actual vaccine because they don't actually inhibit the transmission of the virus. So it's nothing more than a make-believe therapeutic. But if you want to get the make-believe therapeutic and get a Pfizer smile, go right. I mean, you know, maybe go right ahead. Anyway, they said that they're thinking about making this. Oh, gosh, why? I mean, you realize that one of the reasons that it's because of now people are immune. They've developed an immunity because they've got it. I mean, just all right. ABC says cases of check fraud have escalated dramatically and Americans are being warned to not mail checks if possible. Check fraud is back in a very big way, they say, fueled by a rise in organized crime, forcing small businesses and individuals to take safety measures to avoid sending checks in the mail altogether. I'm always weird about it. My grandma used to, when she would send me a check for my birthday, would wrap it in like multiple pieces of paper, all kinds of stuff. And she like, it made it seem like there was not a check in there. And she made it look businessy, like official, like government something. And it was weird the way she did it. And that's when I was like, oh, there's my birthday check. Thanks, grandma. So, man, I'm telling you, the grandparents knew. They knew what was up. This is wild. In Ecuador, a woman was declared dead, but then she revived during her wake. The 76-year-old woman was declared dead at a hospital in Ecuador, and she just knocked on her coffin during her wake. Was like, here we go. One of the family members said, and this seems like the understatement of the year, quote, it gave us all a fright. You think? Can you imagine? They rushed the retired nurse, Bella Montoya, back to the hospital. And, I mean, golly, she was how do you not? I'm just saying, I don't know. No details have been released about anybody who prematurely declared her in that status. Let's see. I know you don't care, but I do think it's funny. Madonna and Sam Smith, I didn't know that they made a horrific disco duet. and it's already off iTunes after 6 days because it sucked out loud, and it's considered a YouTube flop. Floppy artists make a floppy song. There you go. Stick with us. I just saw something that also caught my eye, a little bit of culture stuff. And I saw this over at New York Post. And I thought this was very interesting. So while, now don't lose it. So Beyonce's on tour. She's in Germany. And she hosted a gender reveal party during her world tour on stage. One of her fans was having a baby and she hosted it and she did the gender reveal on stage. Now you might think, well, that's dumb. Who cares? It's Beyonce. Beyonce, who is apparently influential enough to cause inflation in Switzerland, did a gender reveal party on stage during a time in which society is fighting over how many genders exist. Now, do you see the significance of this? They are very socially conservative. Beyonce and they're socially conservative. And they would probably, I bet they'd call her a TERF if they weren't afraid of her beehive. But I think this is where culture comes into play. And this is why this is incredible. This is why this stuff is important. You may not, I mean, look, you know, I'm not saying you got to agree with her on everything. My gosh, no one's saying that to acknowledge the story, you have to accept all this other stuff. I think that it's very telling. Because think of it. Everyone is being forced into this, like into the pronoun mafia. Everybody's being forced into this. The ESG scores, all this other stuff. And she does a gender reveal in Cologne, Germany. She does a gender reveal on stage. When people are getting fired from their jobs for saying they're two sexes, she hosts a gender reveal party on stage and mentions only two sexes. That's significant. So it was done not with any kind of, she just did it. It wasn't any kind of preaching or anything like that. There was no punditry. She just did it. That is, I think that's very, very interesting. She also kind of, especially with, I think, her last kids, I think she did that as well on Instagram. If she was anybody but Beyonce, how do you think that people would react to that? Mm-hmm. Very telling, isn't it? You cannot mess with people that have blank you money. So no one in the media is going to go after her for that. No one's going to say anything. They can't. What are they going to do? They can't say anything to that. They're not going to. See, it's all such a charade. It's science until someone that they think is popular, more popular and cooler than them, does something against it. And then they're quiet and they don't say anything. Thought that was very interesting. Just, you know, look at some of the little, you know, the stuff in culture where you see it. It comes in some on very unexpected places sometimes. Although I don't think that's unexpected. I mean, when you look at the breakdown of communities, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I mean, when you look at minority communities and you compare those to like progressive white communities, they're the ones that are all about the pronouns and all of this other stuff. The minority communities are not about that. Go all the way back to Prop 8 in California.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.